a gentleman
whose first-rate tailoring and frictionless manners proclaim the well-bred West Ender
comes in from the hall.
He has an engaging air of being young and unmarried,
but on close inspection is found to be at least over 40.
Excuse my intruding in this fashion, but there is no knocker on the door, and the bell does not seem to ring.
Why should there be a knocker? Why should the bell ring? The door is open.
Precisely. So I ventured to come in.
Quite right. I will see about a room for you.
But I'm afraid you don't know who I am.
Do you suppose that at my age I make distinctions between one fellow creature and another?
He goes out.
Mangan and the newcomer stare at one another.
Strange character, Captain Shuttle, sir.
Very.
Hesione, another person has arrived and wants a room. Man about town, well-dressed, 50.
Fancy Hesione's feelings. May I ask, are you a member of the family?
No.
I am. At least a connection.
Mrs. Hushabye comes back.
How do you do? How good of you to come.
I am very glad indeed to make your acquaintance, Hesione.
Instead of taking her hand, he kisses her.
At the same moment, the captain appears in the doorway.
You will excuse my kissing your daughter, Captain, when I tell you that—
Stuff! Everyone kisses my daughter. Kiss her as much as you like.
Thank you. One moment, Captain. Do you happen to remember, but probably you don't, as it occurred many years ago, that your younger daughter married a numbskull?
Yes. She said she'd marry anybody to get away from this house. I should not have recognized you. Your head is no longer like a walnut. Your aspect is softened. You have been boiled in bread and milk for years and years like other married men, poor devil.
The captain disappears into the pantry.
I don't believe you are Hastings Utterword.
I am not.
Then what business had you to kiss me?
I thought I would like to. The fact is, I am Randall Utterword, the unworthy younger brother of Hastings. I was abroad diplomatizing when he was married.
Lady Utterword dashes in.
Hesione, where's the key of the wardrobe in my room? My diamonds are in my dressing bag. I must lock it up. Randall, how dare you?
How dare I what? I am not doing anything.
Who told you I was here?
Hastings. You had just left when I called on you at Claridge's. So I followed you down here. You are looking extremely well.
Don't presume to tell me so. What is wrong with Randall, Addie? Oh, nothing. But he has no right to come bothering you and Papa without being invited.
She goes to the window seat and sits down, turning away from them ill-humoredly and looking into the garden.
Where Hector and Ellie are now seen strolling together.
I think you have not met Mr. Mangan, Addie.
I beg your pardon. Randall, you have flustered me so I made a perfect fool of myself.
Lady Utterword, my sister, my younger sister.
Pleased to meet you, Lady Utterword.
Who is that gentleman walking in the garden with Miss Dunn?
I don't know. She quarreled mortally with my husband only 10 minutes ago, and I didn't know anyone else had come. It must be a visitor.
She goes to the window to look.
Oh, it is Hector. They've made it up.
Your husband? That handsome man?
Well, why shouldn't my husband be a handsome man?
One's husband never is.
Well, one's sister's husband always is.
Don't be vulgar, Randall. And you, Hesione, are just as bad.
Ellie and Hector come in from the garden by the starboard door.
Hector, this is Addie.
Not this lady.
Why not?
I thought you... I beg your pardon, Lady Utterword. I am extremely glad to welcome you at last under our roof.
He offers his hand with grave courtesy.
She wants to be kissed, Hector.
Hesione.
Call her Addie and kiss her like a good brother-in-law and have done with it.
Behave yourself, Hesione. Lady Utterword is entitled not only to hospitality, but to civilization.
Thank you, Hector.
They shake hands cordially.
Mazzini Dunn is seen crossing the garden from starboard to port. Captain Shotover comes in from the pantry.
Your father has washed himself.
He often does, Captain Shotover.
A strange conversion. I saw him through the pantry window.
Mazzini Dunn enters through the port window door.
Newly washed and brushed and stops, smiling benevolently.
Between Mangan and Mrs. Hushabye.
Mr. Mazzini Dunn, Lady Utter... Oh, I forgot, you've met. This is Miss Dunn.
But I've met Miss Dunn also. She is my daughter.
Of course, how stupid. Mr. Utterword, my sister's,
Her brother-in-law, Mr. Dunn, how do you do?
This is my husband.
We've met, dear. Don't introduce us anymore. Won't you sit down, Lady Utterword?
Sorry, I hate it. It's like making people show their tickets.
How little it tells us, after all. The great question is not who we are, but what we are.
Ha! What are you?
Well, what am I?
A thief, a pirate, and a murderer.
I assure you, you are mistaken.
An adventurous life, but what does it end in? Respectability. A ladylike daughter, the language and appearance of a city missionary. Let it be a warning to all of you.
He goes out through the garden.
I hope nobody here believes that I am a thief, a pirate, or a murderer. Mrs. Hatchaby, will you excuse me a moment? I must really go and explain.
He follows the captain.
It's no use, you'd really better...
But Dunn has vanished.
We had better all go out and look for some tea. We never have regular tea, but you can always get some when you want. The servants keep it stewing all day. The kitchen veranda is the best place to ask. May I show you?
Thank you. I don't think I'll take any tea this afternoon. But if you will show me the garden.
There's nothing to see in the garden, except Papa's observatory and a gravel pit with a cave where he keeps dynamite and things of that sort. However, it's pleasanter out of doors, so come along.
Dynamite? Isn't that rather risky?
Well, we don't sit in the gravel pit when there's a thunderstorm.
That's something new. What is the dynamite for?
To blow up the human race if it goes too far. He is trying to discover a psychic ray that will explode all the explosives at the will of a Mahatma.
The captain's tea is delicious, Mr. Utterword.
Do you mean to say that you've had some of my father's tea, that you got round him before you were 10 minutes in the house?
I did.
You little devil!
She goes out with Randall.
Won't you come, Miss Ellie?
I'm too tired. I'll take a book up to my room and rest a little.
Oh, right. Can't do better. But I am disappointed.
Mangan follows Randall and Mrs. Hushabye out.
Ellie, Hector, and Lady Utterword are left.
Hector is close to Lady Utterword. They look at Ellie, waiting for her to go.
Do you like stories of adventure, Lady Utterword?
Of course, dear.
Then I'll leave you to Mr. Hushabye.
She goes out through the hall.
Oh, that girl is mad about tales of adventure. The lies I have to tell her... Thank you.